The Old Church of Sant'Egidio. The deconsecrated Church of Sant'Egidio dates from 1424. The Arab-Norman style of the building is immediately recognizable from the outside, from its reddish Arab-like dome, typical of many other religious buildings in the areas of Trapani and Palermo. The doorway marking the original entrance in marble, going back to the first years of the 16th century, is the work of Berrettano and Mancino, and shows episodes from the life of Sant'Egidio. It has now been moved to be inserted within the architectural structure of the cathedral. The old church of Sant'Egidio had an important historical role. This was the church used by the inhabitants of Mazara in 1860 to vote for union with the Kingdom of Italy. That, indeed, is why the square you are in at the moment was called the Piazza del Plebiscito, Plebiscite Square, from that time on. Following its deconsecration, the church was used as barracks, electoral offices, a council chamber for meetings of the municipal council, and a place for staging temporary exhibitions. It now houses the Museo del Satiro, holding, in addition to the precious statue which will be described shortly, marine archaeological remains recovered from the Mediterranean sea floor, made up for the most part of amphoras, braziers, and fragments of columns. If you wish to visit the museum, press pause, and when you are in front of the dancing satyr, press play to continue listening. If you prefer to just carry on with your tour, don't press any button, just listen to the story of the dancing satyr. This wonderful statue has become one of the city's main attractions. In March 1998, the trawler Capitan Ciccio, captained by Francesco Adragna, found a bronze statue at the depth of 500 meters in the Strait of Sicily. From the moment the statue was delivered to the local authorities, scholars, experts, and political representatives flocked to Mazara to express their admiration, to give their often conflicting opinions on the work, its presumed date of origin, and the best place to keep it in the future. The statue of the satyr was then transferred with great care to the Istituto Centrale di Restauro, the Central Institute of Restoration in Rome, which carried out painstaking restoration work in order to return it to the splendor you can admire today. Scholars have continued the debate over the statue's origins and why it was discovered at the depth of 500 meters under the sea, questions which have not completely been resolved even today. Some maintain that it was a part of the sunken ship itself, others that it was being transported by some art merchant, others again that it was part of war booty being carried on a ship that was subsequently shipwrecked. The truth appears to be that the statue was not a ship's decoration, as some have supposed, but that it was a part of a collection of sculptures made up of dancing figures. This theory leaves open the possibility of finding other statues of similar quality and beauty in the same area. The other point still giving rise to discussion is the date of origin, some proposing that it was created in the 4th century BC. Scholars are, however, in agreement on the figure the statue represents, that of a satyr. Satyrs are mythological figures, followers of Dionysus, which were very popular as subject matter for artistic works throughout the Hellenic period. According to the mythological story, Dionysus, Zeus's son, had been punished with madness and doomed to wandering, fighting his enemies, in the company of his tutor Silenus and his followers in the form of satyrs and maenads. The satyrs symbolize vital energy and retain a number of animal characteristics in their bodies. This indeed is why there were no doubts when the statue was discovered over its representative force. You'll notice its pointed ears, which is one of the main iconographic traits used in the characterization of satyrs. What's more, if you go round to the back of the statue, you can see a hole at the bottom of its back, presumably the hole to which its tail was attached. The almost universally accepted interpretation is that the statue is dancing in the midst of a Dionysian rite, an orgiastic dance, driving its participants almost to a state of ecstasy, If you look carefully at the figure shown by the statue, whose leg and arms are missing, you'll see its circling posture and the extraordinary dynamism that it transmits. It appears that the satyr is dancing, balanced on tiptoe on one leg, the one that's missing, and the other lifted in the air, stretching upwards. Its face is also looking in the same direction. If this interpretation is correct, it means that it's entirely plausible that it was combined with other sculptures. They too, presumably involved in the same dance, immersed in the ritual. It's worth taking time to look at the statue from all angles, with its demonstration of the vortex and movement that can be evoked in a static work, its perfect musculature, and the great effect of lightness, notwithstanding its size. The satyr is more than 2 meters high and weighs almost 100 kilos. Then take a closer look at the life and vigor of its face, and above all, the perfectly sculpted hair, representing the essence of the statue's dynamism. Its ruffled hair, indeed, gives the impression that you can almost feel the movement of the air created by the energy of the dance.